Larry Rezavian is out of town. Checks with our theme musicians come and play. Means it's time for another program. Yes, program number 175 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDGG Albany 105.5 HD2, and 107.7 on the FM dial. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 32 degrees, our current temperature. The fog's still out there, a fog, dense, foggy morning this morning. And we have our guest on the line. Yes, Mr. Nathan Newman on the line, and we're going to go to the phone line and bring him in right now and say good morning, Nathan. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, Cy?
Not too bad. I understand we got you on the road. You're wheeling this way this morning.
Yeah, just got out of church a little bit ago. Played Mass in Rockville at Mary the Immaculate Conception, and I'm on the way to the station.
Neat. And you do that on a weekly basis, huh? You help out over at Rockville? You've been doing that for a while.
Yep. I play for the 10:30 Mass on piano and organ.
Okay. One of the many instruments that you are able to play, I understand.
Well, there's a bunch of them, I guess.
Yeah. Well, one of those instruments is the concertina, and you picked that up just a few years ago and do very well on it, and I understand you have a brand new CD out, and we're going to talk about that. How's that one going for you?
It's been going pretty good. I've been getting pretty good reviews. I saw Molly and Carl last night, and I gave them a copy, and played with the Jim Busta band, and they listened to that on the way back, and they said that they liked it. So,
well, that's wonderful.
I'm hearing good things about it.
Well, good.
Originally, I thought with the CD, here I'll make a CD that features the music that I like to do, the instruments that I like to play. It was more so about what I felt strong in.
Uh-huh.
And what I felt good at, and so I didn't really expect other people to like it as much as I'm finding out, which is very nice.
That's for sure. Now this one, my take on it is more on the Polish flavor. You actually inside the cover, you did a little bit of tribute to some of the great concertina players from days gone by that played Polish style, huh?
Yeah, that is true. And Dean Dirkus as well. I think I listed him as an influence.
Absolutely.
In my playing.
And Dean also can play all the styles, but does a really nice job.
Oh, yeah.
You bet. Well, tell us a little bit about the job last night. Where'd you play last night?
Well, we played in a little town called Tileman.
Uh-huh.
I believe I said that right. It's not too far west or southwest of Wabasha.
Uh-huh.
And it was with the Jim Busta band, and so they had Chad Busta and Jim Busta and Molly and then myself and Carl Hartwick, and that was a lot of fun. I can definitely tell that they work well together. And then on bass horn and bass guitar, they had a guy named Chris, and I can't remember his last name, but I've seen him before. He plays with Gary Brigham.
Yep. I think it might be Chris Boudin or something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yep. I've heard of him before. I know he works with that group of people quite often. And fun to have a nice band together like that. What did you
connected
all play?
Well.
What did you play?
I played trumpet and banjo most of the time, and then I brought my concertina along, too.
Okay. Wonderful. That's great. Yeah, nice crowd?
Yeah, well, it was kind of an unusual event, unusual in a good way. There was a man celebrating his birthday. I think it was his 75th.
Uh-huh.
Don't quote me on that one, but anyhow, though, the whole town got together, and they threw him a dance just for his birthday, and he's a man with special needs, but he helps take care of the town, and this is a great event to see that the town helps take care of him as well.
Well, I guess so. That's really neat. So was it at a dance hall or at a community center, or what kind of venue did you play in?
Yeah, it was kind of like a community center. They called it the Opera House, and kind of a historic place as well. It used to be a theater for the town all the years, and then they just renovated it less than 20 years ago and got it all going again.
Okay. What kind of hours? 9 to 1, or did you get done earlier?
Oh, it wasn't that late. It was 7 to 11 gig, and so I got out of there at around 11:30 and got back home at around 3:30, so it wasn't terribly bad, but sure. I can feel it. I can feel it as I'm getting older, you know.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Well, wait till you get over 60, then you'll really feel it.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. Well, Nathan, for the folks that haven't learned of you or heard of you before, and I'm sure there's not too many, but maybe you can just refresh us a little bit. When did you get started playing concertina? Because I know it wasn't that long ago, but, boy, you've really developed into a good player. When did you get started?
All right. Well, I think I started about 6 years ago. I'm really bad with math, and my high school math scores would reflect that. But I think it would be about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Which would be a long time for me, because that's over a fourth of my life.
There you go. Uh-huh. And prior to that, you actually got started in music, was it with your sister, with the Bottom of the Hill Band that you called yourselves?
Oh, yes, the old Bottom of the Hill Band. there's still folks around the Avon, Albany area that...
remember that, huh?
That remember that.
Yes.
Bottom
of
the Hill Band, I played guitar, and Alicia played the fiddle, and you know how brothers and sisters are, they always get along.
Sure, absolutely.
And so then I started having enough of that, and so I started playing concertina and formed my own group.
Uh-huh.
Nathan's Old Time Band. About two years after I started playing.
Okay.
Concertina, and got some local friends around the Avon Albany area, and started playing at the Spring Hill Ballroom and in Osakis and around the area, and it was a great start.
Heck, you even dragged
that's for sure, and I continue it today. Nathan's Old Time Band, featuring, you know, Dutchman style and classic country.
There you go. And you even dragged the whole band in here one time for a live radio show.
That is right. We got everyone in.
And that was just a few years ago, but I remember adding up the ages of you and your fellow band members, and all four of you didn't add up to my age. So that was pretty neat. I mean, to see that many youngsters that excited about polka music, it was really great.
Oh, yeah. Got to be excited about it.
Absolutely.
And there's plenty to be excited about.
You bet. So then you formed the band. So then you did a couple of recordings. And, of course, you record yourself, don't you? You produce all your own music.
Yeah, the first ones were kind of rough, I'll admit.
Well,
but I think I'm getting better.
Yeah, you are. And a lot of folks bought that music and really, really enjoy it. So, yeah, Volume 1 and Volume 2 are out there. And then, was it, 2 years ago about that you did the Dutchman style?
Yep. Nathan Newman plays the Dutchman style, and that was a good feature to the Dutchman style that we do.
Uh-huh. And so that's Volume 3.
That was including all the horns, two saxophones, two trumpets, banjo and guitar, and concertina and drums, and tuba.
And that recording was only you, though, right, playing all of those instruments?
Yep, that was my first official solo CD.
Uh-huh. And a very good one. So that one is still available, Volume 3. But now you've got
sure
one.
Sure is.
Now you've got one here, and you're looking just a little more mature on that as you sit in between all of these boxes, the concertinas and accordions, button boxes, whatever they all are, and you called it boxed in, and it very, very neat. I mean, it's just exactly what it would be as boxes boxed in. How'd you get the idea? Where'd you come up with all of this?
Well, I don't know. Some people might think, well, you know, because there's a band from Michigan who's a family band, and I've been in contact with one of their daughters. I won a dance contest with her when they played here in Minnesota at the Twin Cities Polish Festival, And yeah, and I've been a fan of the band, and their band is called Box On.
Oh.
And I don't know, I kind of came up with the idea boxed in with all the boxes and squeeze boxes sitting around me, and I thought, well, you know, that's a pretty good idea.
I think
there will be people that will get a kick out of that.
You bet.
The idea came from that, I guess.
So now, looking at the back cover, a lot of the songs there, I don't recognize just a lot of the songs. Are these all original compositions by you, or is this from some of these other players that you mentioned, or where did the arrangements come from?
Yeah, so I got 10 tracks on there, and if you have the updated one, there's a bonus track, which would make it 11. But anyhow, for the 10 that are listed on there, they're just songs that I've either wrote or I've heard places. You probably heard of Gypsy Polka.
That one I have.
That's actually a Czech tune.
Okay.
But all the other ones, Don Chalkashevsky, Polka Country Polka, he wrote that one. And there's a Bill Cherniak song on there, Slippery Fingers Polka.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm just going to pick up a CD here and look at it myself.
Okay.
Remember what I all did.
Sure.
And then I did a couple waltzes on there on my chromatic accordion.
Okay.
And, yeah. So it's a whole conglomeration of songs that I either wrote or I heard places and I thought, oh, I'd like to do that one.
Well, that's pretty neat. Well, Nathan, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. If we can ask you to stand by for just a moment, we're going to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, our sponsor, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Sounds great.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Yes, flipping the page on the calendar. It's now December this week, which means the holiday season is underway with all of the parties, get-togethers, activities, and events that come with this time of the year. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you with all sorts of food and meat ideas to center your gathering around. There is bulk Christmas candy, one of the largest selections found in central Minnesota at the St. Joe Meat Market, all packaged to grab and go. From the ever-popular cheese and meat trays to a roaster full of one of our award-winning sausages, try some of our homemade deli-sliced roast beef, which comes with the au jus. Our sliced off-the-bone ham is a great on a tray, in a sandwich, or it can be warmed as the main course. We've already made several batches of our famous and traditional holiday sausage by request of the Thanksgiving travelers who were here for Thanksgiving and won't be returning before the Christmas holiday. For the more formal events, one of our already seasoned prime rib roasts, the possibilities are endless when you stop in or call the St. Joe Meat Market on behalf of your activity. For prices or more information, call 320-363-4913. You can like us on Facebook or look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. A wish to you and yours for a safe and fun-filled holiday season from Harvey and Carol and the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Nathan, for being our guest on the program, you've been here a couple of times, so you know how the program works. We get together that nice meat package at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we forward that to you. Hope that you and all of your family and friends around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds great. Heck, that's why I make CDs.
Uh-huh. You like those meat packages. All right. That's a great compliment. We appreciate it. Well, very good. Well, Nathan, just spend a moment talking about these concertina players, these musicians you mentioned on the back cover. Bill Cherniak, did you know him? Did you get to see him in person, or did you just hear his music?
I just heard his music. I've never met him. I met Mary Lou and their son Danny.
Okay.
And
yeah.
Other than that, I've only heard his music. I was especially impressed right away. One of the first records I've ever got was Joe Tomaszewski and the Northeasterners.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Cherniak was on there playing trumpet and concertina.
Okay. How about
that? Right away, I was impressed with that.
Yeah, he probably died before you were actually old enough to know about the music or something. I think he's been gone for 8 or 10 years, something like that, probably, huh?
Mm.
Something like that.
Yeah, I feel so fresh getting into polka music now, and even just going to polka festivals, I've just been starting to travel this last past year, and all the people you meet, and most of them are just so wonderful people.
Absolutely. How about Bud Hodensky? Who is he now?
Yeah, Bud Hodensky is a accordion player, and he plays Eastern style.
Okay.
And I've been I'm a fan of Eastern Polish style, which would be from the East Coast.
Okay.
There's bands like Walter Solik.
Yeah.
And sure. Happy Louie, they're Eastern style.
Okay. How about Little Wally? I think he's
Little Wally. He's from Chicago.
Okay.
And very influential. I think he made over 100 records.
Wow.
And recorded a lot of music, played a lot of places. Very much a popular guy for Polish music. If you ever hear Polish bands these days, you can for sure bet that they'll play some Little Wally tunes.
Sure. And then lastly, you mentioned Dean Durkas, and of course, Dean, a great concertina player from central Minnesota. Dean has been seen playing with Laverne and the Starlights, with Stan's Country Dutchman, amongst others. Does some guitar work with some of the country groups around, so another talented, he's a very talented musician from central Minnesota.
Yeah, great guy, too. He's a really big guy, and you can feel intimidated by that, but he's the sweetest guy that you might ever meet.
Absolutely. He is what they'd call a gentle giant. So, well, very good. And again, this recording, you did all the parts yourself again?
That is right. Yep. I did drums, bass guitar, then a bellow shake accordion, piano. I think I only did a couple slides on the piano, and then I did the boxes that are featured on each song.
And tell us a little bit about the concertinas that you have on hand these days that you're playing. What are they? What keys? And I think you've maybe operated on a few of them. So just tell us a little bit about that.
So I guess specifically on this recording, and what I play in public as well for performances, starting with the concertina, I got a B-flat jet concertina.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And it's similar to like a Stradivarius. If a star was made in Italy, that's what it would be. It would be a jet or a Stradivarius. And then I have a C quad bandoneon, which is very interesting. It's actually a star streamlined, and I don't know of any other people that have one or play one, other than Josh Eitzer. I got him started on bandoneon, and he plays much better than me.
Okay.
but that has been one of my favorite instruments, the star streamlined quad bandoneon.
Okay.
Also featured on the CD is a double bandoneon, similar to an old Lang or a Pearl Queen.
Uh-huh.
Kind of a squeaky sound.
Uh-huh. And then
For the button box, I got B-flat, E-flat, A-flat, a three-row Hessmuller.
Oh.
And it's kind of an unusual button box because it's got plexiglass and you can see inside.
Oh, my. Okay.
And you can see that, and then the reeds on the inside on the picture on the cover.
Now, where do you get all these? Do you buy them from private parties, or is there a music store someplace where you can buy all of these?
It's really... sometimes it can really be a hunt if you're really looking for it, and I guess if you're around a lot of musicians and you keep your eyes open, you'll see something that you like along the way, and you'll either snatch it up or you'll get a good deal on it, and so from there.
Sure.
And then lastly, on the recording, the chromatic button accordion, an Excelsior 5 reed double tone chamber, and so that one's a heavy baby.
Yes,
on your arms there.
I can believe that. Now, the concertina you started out with first was from your grandpa or great grandpa, was it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, my great-grandpa Joe Langner. Never met him.
Uh-huh.
He passed away before I was born, but my great-uncle Joe Langner, which would be my great-grandpa's son, let me use the E-flat Star Concertina for a few years, and so that was very generous of him that I could get started on the music and learn how to play on that and on such a nice machine as well. It was a good Star Concertina.
Okay, nice. Now, somebody told me that you had done an operation on a concertina that you had put in something from a different concertina. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I do certainly work on concertinas. I do MIDI installations and microphone kits.
Okay.
So I've been getting going with a little bit of repair work and installation work for electronics.
Okay. So, so if there's people out there listening that are in need of repair, concertina repair, they could contact you. Do you do it for general public, or is it just for your own use?
Yep. Yeah, I've been doing all my own repair work all along, so I got to learn what works and what doesn't.
Awesome, because there's a definite need. There's a few concertina players around yet, and guys like Christy Hengel aren't here anymore. Christy already is gone, and of course Jerry Menar is all the way down in New Prague, and George Savach has passed away. He used to do it up here in Melrose, so that would be awesome if you're picking that up and knowing how to do that.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a good sideline to have.
Uh-huh.
Know-how that that I can use for the rest of my life, and well, from fixing a concertina, well, then, you know, if something breaks around the house, then, you know, I got a little bit more insight on how things work.
Sure.
Every little bit helps.
Have you had to fix one on the job yet? I've heard of a few musicians that have had to take their concertina apart on the job and hook something back up or do something or another. Have you had to do that yet?
A couple times.
No big deal.
Yeah,
right?
I usually try to bring a couple with just in case,
and
I don't have to go through that hassle.
A panic mode. Yep.
There yep.
Go. Well, very good. Nathan, any experiences over these short few years now that stand out in your mind that were very special? Maybe being on stage with certain people or attending an event, or what stands out? What's your favorite memory of the music at this point?
Well, I think probably my favorite experience with playing is playing with Molly B.
Uh-huh.
As you see her on TV, she's very lively and energetic and one of the nicest people that you can meet. And that would, if I had to pinpoint one moment where I wouldn't trade anything for it, it would be performing with Molly.
Uh-huh. And you've been on stage a few times with her now, huh?
Yeah, a couple few times, and very, very pleasant to work with, very fun and lively, and so if anyone gets the chance to meet Molly, I highly suggest it.
Okay, very good. Lastly, concertina players that stand out in your mind that maybe you kind of idolized or looked up to, paved the way for you, who would you mention?
Well, I would mention the people on the CD.
Uh-huh.
That we already talked about.
Sure.
I think about concertina players like Josh Eidser.
Uh-huh.
He's very outstanding in his field. He's pretty much the only one in the concertina field that that plays classical so proficiently.
Really?
I believe he's 19 now.
Wow. Where's he from?
Very, very phenomenal. He continually inspires me.
Uh-huh. Where is Josh from?
And well, he's from the cities.
Oh, from the Twin Cities.
Twin Cities area. And,
uh-huh.
And so sometimes I have him play with the band, or I play with him every now and then.
Okay. So those are... okay. Do you ever get a chance to see Jerry Schuft, Elmer Shied, any of the older guys, Donnie Klossner, Donnie still performing, any of those guys at all?
I haven't. I need to talk to Donnie and meet with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people that said that that he was into some repair work and electronics. So
yeah, he does that type of stuff, and he's down just north of New Ulm. So yeah, he's in good shape as of now yet. So, but a lot of the older ones, of course, that we mentioned, Elmer Shied, Jerry Schuft, Ernie Koopman, those guys are all gone. And sadly, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, their music lives on, but it would sure be nice. You hear from people that have worked with them, and they always tell what an honor it was to perform with them. Do you get to see any of the younger guys, like Gary Brigham, Brian Brigham, any of those guys much?
Not so much Brian Brigham, but Gary, I get to see him every now and then at a polka festival or something.
Okay.
And there's actually another guy down by... By the New Ulm area. His name is Colton Tupi.
Okay.
Very good concertina player. Very, very good into the Dutchman style. I heard him play when I was down in Glencoe for the Polka Club of America dance. And he sat in with Gary Brigham. Very good concertina player. I don't know if he's even 15 years old.
Oh, my. Wow.
But, very steady. I didn't hear a single mistake.
Wow, that's awesome.
Very clean.
You bet.
Well, so there's definitely a lot of youth in polka music, and maybe not even so much in Dutchman style, but in Polish music as well.
Sure.
Going out east, I've met so many people my age or in their 20s or teens that are excited about polka music, that they play an instrument in polka music, whether that's concertina or accordion or drums or horns, trumpet and saxophone.
Nice.
Very lively and impressive with the Polish music.
So what's down the road for Nathan? Do you have anything booked right now? People are wanting to see you perform? Yeah, have a list of anything in mind?
Yeah, certainly. Just around the corner, December 5th, not this Monday, but the Monday after,
mm-hmm.
we're playing at Dino's Lakeside Ballroom in Eden Valley.
Okay.
From 5:30 to 8:30.
Nice. Very good.
And then that Friday in Osakis, 7 to 10.
Okay.
December 9th.
Okay.
And that pretty much wraps it up for this year.
Okay, and then booking jobs for next year, of course, already too, I'm sure.
That's right. But people can find us online if you go to Google.
Uh-huh.
And I'm assuming that most people know what Google is.
Yeah.
But, you just type Google in, and you're on Google. And then you type in Nathan's Old Time Band. Or even keywords like Nathan Newman Polka Music, Nathan Newman Minnesota. If you get enough of those keywords, or if you just put Nathan's Old Time Band, then our schedule will pop up.
Oh,
or
nice.
At least the website, and then you can see the different CDs that I have for sale, t-shirts, schedule of where we're playing. I have a little ad on there for booking, or if anybody wants to take lessons. And as well as a little biography of the band and myself.
Very, very good.
So you can find out all about me.
There you go. And that's what we were looking for. Well, perfect. Well, our time has run out, Nathan, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you again, once again, for joining us on Musicians Come and Play. Yes, you are guest number 175. I didn't look back when the other times were, but I know it's been a while since we've had you on. So we want to thank you for joining us and wish you a happy holiday season. And like I always tell everyone, the good Lord willing, you and I are both here down the road. We'll do it again sometime.
Well, thank you very much, Cy. It's always a pleasure.
All righty. And with that, you have a good day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
And there he goes, Nathan Newman out of, he's out of White Park, Minnesota now, but originally from the Avon, Albany area. And Nathan, our 175th guest here on Musicians Come and Play here on KASM. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 32 degrees here in central Minnesota. Don't go away. We'll be right back with music off of that brand new CD by Nathan Newman, one called Boxed In.